Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. While camping, Delton has been arrested as an industrial spy, and the park rangers have found Dwayne somewhere in the parking lot of Zapco National Industrial Park.
Well, guys, Dan, Joan, it's really nice of you rangers to help me look for Delton.
Just doing our job, Dwayne.
Let me see that picture of this Delton thing again. Woo-wee! You sure you want to find him?
Oh, yes. Boy, you guys really don't think Delton was eaten by Girl Scouts, do you?
It's not likely, Dwayne, but we have to start making assumptions somewhere.
Now hold it, guard. I've seen Hill Street Blues. I know my rights. If I'm under arrest, don't I get a phone call or at least a beautiful, confident public defender?
Shut up. You're not really under arrest. You're just being detained till I can get you to the OIA.
What is the OIA?
That's the Office of Indiscreet Affairs, and they'll make you talk. A flat tire.
Well, good. Maybe I'll just get out and stretch my legs a bit.
Are you crazy? Stay down. This is probably a KGB plot.
Are you kidding? All I see here are a few Girl Scouts.
Oh, this is worse than I thought. Okay. This is what we do. Mm. We stay cool.
Yeah.
We just get out of the truck.
Right.
And let me do the talking.
Oh, this should be entertaining.
Hi, girls. Nice day.
Yeah, clever opening line.
Hey, mister, are you okay? That was quite a blowout you had.
Yeah, you want us to help you change your tire?
No. That's all right, girls. That's all right. You just run along and play.
You sure? We all have proficiency badges in auto repair.
And I have a special merit badge in torque conversion and automatic transmissions myself.
Yeah. Oh, stop bragging.
Well, we really don't need to take.
I, for one, could use all the help I can get.
All right. You get the jack, Sally. Gina, start it on the lug nut. The rest of you girls start a fire so we can roast marshmallows afterwards. Don't worry, gentlemen. We'll have this old tire changed in no time.
Hey, looks like a herd of Girl Scouts up ahead.
I think you're right, Dan. They're with a disabled vehicle.
Oh, no. The Girl Scouts captured Delton. Look, they've got a fire started. They're going to cook it and they're going to eat Delton. Faster. All right, guys. We've got to get out of here. Not too late.
Getting my prisoner.
What?
Dan, that guy's got a gun, and he's pointing it right at Dwayne. What do we do?
Take cover.
I'll disarm this clown.
Hey, yeah, ninja. You're dealing with fire.
Oh, she must have a karate proficiency badge, too.
My family may have gotten me, but you won't get the OIA's then.
Who's he calling a cobbitus?
Yeah.
Hey, Delton, aren't you glad I saved you from the cannibals?
Hey, who's he calling a cannibal?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Rangers. I think the van blowing up has caught those trees over there on fire.
Those aren't exactly trees.
No, they're not.
No, they're kind of like telephone poles.
You mean instead of forest fires, you guys have telephone pole fires?
Yes, actually we have quite a few.
Girl Scout Troop 149 is ready and eager to help put out the telephone pole fires.
That's very nice, bud.
But there's nothing that can be done. All we can do is hope for a miracle.
Huh, maybe it'll rain.
You dark the sky's blue.
Yeah.
Well, will Dwayne's offhand comment put out the telephone pole fire? Be sure to catch the next breathtaking installment of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Lynn Dillingham, Roger Studi, Aaron Hunsley, Sonata Stutzman, Teresa Kittner, and Claire Stutzman.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.